Now, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has said former TD Dara Murphy should pay back the money, he claimed, if it's found that he broke the rules on expenses and claims in Leinster House. The Taoiseach was speaking to reporters in Dublin Castle, where Leo Varadkar said the clerk of the Dáil could carry out an investigation into Mr Murphy, who resigned as a TD yesterday.
There are two questions here. One is, did Dara Murphy break the rules or not? And that requires an investigation. I think there should be an investigation, and he's willing to cooperate with that. There's a wider question as to whether the rules are too lax. And I think they are too lax. And I said that in the Dáil yesterday. And as a consequence of that, I wrote to the Cean Corla and also to the party leaders to suggest that we ask the Standards Commission or an independent body to come in and overhaul this regime, which I think is too lax and is open to abuse.
So you should pose a very simple question this. Do you think Dara Murphy should return the expenses he claimed while he was working in Europe?
Well, I think what should happen is there should be a proper investigation.
But do you think he should return the money? You would have a view on that, I imagine.
My view is that investigation should happen first. And if the investigation finds that he broke the rules, then absolutely he should pay it back. But my view is always due process and natural justice. And you have an investigation and then you have an outcome. You don't have an outcome and then have an investigation and then maybe change the outcome again. That's not how due process or should work, our justice should work. And I think all TDs have responsibility to dedicate themselves to the work of their constituency, to the work of Parliament. And if they have another job, and a lot of TDs do have other jobs, ministers are not permitted to have that. No member of the government has another job. But a lot of TDs and the backbenchers and the opposition do. But if they're going to have another job, then they must fulfil their duties as a TD as well. And I'd be very strong in that view. And certainly when Derek told me that he was taking on this role at the EPP, which ended, by the way, 6 months ago, was only ever a temporary role. You know, I sought an assurance from him at that time that he would continue to discharge his functions as a TD.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar speaking to the media in Dublin Castle this lunchtime. Joining us from Leinster House, John Downing, political columnist with the Irish Independent. Is the point here not, John Downing, though, that Dara Murphy was compliant with the rules? There is absolutely no evidence that he was anything but precise to the day almost in complying with the rules about fobbing in and claiming expenses. So what could any investigation do to him?
Yeah, I think that is precisely the point. He was pretty adamant that he stayed within the rules, that he had a minimal number of attendance days, which entitled him to a full salary of €96,000 per year and a full expense claim entitlement, which would be in excess of €51,000, almost €52,000 per year. There is a big question mark about how Mr. Murphy can be investigated. In the Dáil chamber yesterday, the Taoiseach suggested there were three options that the Dáil Ethics Committee could possibly look at it. No, they say they can't do that because he's no longer a TD. The Standards and Public Offices Commission was also cited. We understand they can't investigate either. There's a question about the clerk of the Dáil, Peter Finnegan, who was, you may remember, he was asked to look at voting irregularities recently. No great relish there, pointed out by Oireachtas officials that they administer schemes, rules for which are made by the Oireachtas members themselves. But I suppose the Taoiseach is implicitly saying you must first test Dara Murphy's assertion that he was inside the red line on these rules. The Taoiseach has already said that these rules are far too loosely drawn and need to be hardened. That's another day's work.
Yes, he said that was the second question, are the rules too lax? But is the second question, and certainly one that the opposition parties have been pursuing, why did the Taoiseach let this go on in his own party, under his own eyes? I mean, he's there at the parliamentary party meeting every week for nearly 2 years without doing anything about it.
Yes, the Taoiseach is in real difficulty here, and Micheál Martin knew that yesterday. On a bad day for Fine Gael generally, Micheál Paul Martin was on his feet in the Dáil Chamber yesterday, stuck things rather clinically to the Taoiseach. Say, he pointed to a statement he made, for example, in May of 2018, when Dara Murphy announced he would not be contesting his Dáil seat in Cork North Central at the next election. And the Taoiseach issued a statement congratulating Dara Murphy, looking forward to noting that he would not be leaving politics. He would be taking up a new European role with Fine Gael's umbrella body at EU level, the European People's Party, and the Taoiseach expressed the hope that he could work with Dara Murphy in the new phase of his career. Mm-hmm. So, you know, certainly the Taoiseach had the potential to be fully aware of all of this. So you're back again with, well, it was either lack of care and attention by the Taoiseach and his staff, or it was a certain indifference to what was going on.
And while the government won the vote the other night in the House in relation to confidence in Housing Minister Murphy, you're writing in your column they've essentially lost control. They can be taken down now and forced into an election by the political equivalent of a matchstick.
Yes, absolutely. With one vote, anything can happen. That's effectively what they've got, and that is including grace and favour of usually friendly independents, who, of course, are going to have additional leverage to get for their vote, to get something in return for their vote. But with such wafer-thin majority, I mean, if somebody misses the bus, somebody falls ill, somebody goes on the drink, whatever it is, then you could have this government falling in unexpected circumstances.
And your own call on the election timing, with February now being much rumoured?
Well, everybody, there are as many views as people around Leinster House. I thought there would be a desire to go on longer. Much will depend now on how much the opposition are going to push this, and the mood within Fianna Fáil. Will they want to stay with their confidence and supply arrangement? I think the pressure is there. It could be any day once they return. The Christmas recess kicks in on the 18th of this month. They're back on the 15th of January. God knows, it's anybody's game after that.
John Downing, political columnist with the Irish Independent. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the News at One.